From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights Sunday under much tighter security. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Zaventem Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed three Brussels Airlines flights will depart from Belgium's main airport just 12 days after its departure hall was damaged by suicide bombers. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used as it turns towards a full operation.
The airport will only be accessible by car or by taxi during the first days. Other modes of transport will be made available as soon as possible. All vehicles, private or taxis, must use Front Park P2 of the airport.
32 people were killed and dozens were wounded in attacks on March 22nd. One of two airport suicide bombers damaged the departure hall, while a third bomber blew himself up at a Brussels subway station. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged world leaders to keep up efforts to safeguard nuclear material so it cannot be used by terror organizations like the Islamic State Group. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said progress has been made, but the world remains a dangerous place with militant groups trying to get nuclear material.
Fortunately, because of our efforts so far, no terrorist group has yet succeeded in obtaining a nuclear device or producing a dirty bomb using radioactive materials. But we know that Al-Qaeda has tried.
President Obama added the summit's goal of reducing the world's nuclear materials is especially important in the light of recent terrorist attacks. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.